Time now for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. On today's program, we will hear from the top tourism official in Arkansas's largest city. Gretchen Hall is the CEO of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau. She views the impact of COVID-19 as the business challenge of her lifetime, and the end is nowhere in sight. We begin today's report first with an update on the Northwest Arkansas Tech Summit. The 7th annual event is still taking place this fall, but like many other programs that are used to welcoming hundreds of attendees from around the country, the Tech Summit will be a virtual affair this fall. It's scheduled for October 18th through the 21st and will include a number of presenters, including Scott Spradley, Chief Technology Officer for Tyson Foods, and Shelley Simpson, who's the Executive Vice President and Chief Commercial Officer for J.B. Hunt. For more information about tickets and other changes to the event this year, we've got a story up on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. After the break, Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau CEO Gretchen Hall talks tourism on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hospitality, travel, and tourism have been the hardest hit industries during COVID-19. Think restaurants, hotels, caterers, meeting facilities, trade shows, and the cottage industries that support those businesses, ranging from florists to event planners to lighting and banquet logistics companies. For the state, tourism is a $7.4 billion economic engine with hundreds of thousands of jobs. The state's most populous county, Pulaski, accounts for about a quarter of that business. Gretchen Hall, CEO of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, views the pandemic as the business challenge of a lifetime, and the end is nowhere in sight. She sat down recently with Talk Business and Politics Editor-in-Chief Roby Brock to discuss.
Let's talk about the environment that you guys are having to survive in right
sure.
now. How quickly did it happen in terms of the drop-off, and how brutal has it been? Has it been as bad as you thought it would be?
Maybe worse. You know, when we first went into this, your first question was how quickly did it happen? Almost overnight. We went from having the most events on our books in any calendar year going into 2020 after having a fabulous 2019 as far as just tourism numbers go. We had a great January and February, and we were marching along in March, early March. And literally within about 48 hours after COVID started in the state of Arkansas, we had hundreds of event cancellations, and it just went from having busy facilities to having very dark facilities. And at that point, we didn't really have a clue how long this was going to last, and
right.
so it has lingered much longer than any of us anticipated, and it has been brutal.
Yeah, I think, and I'll speak in generalities here, I mean, tourism is about a $7.4 billion industry in the state of Arkansas, and Pulaski County is about 25% of that, so a little under $2 billion for here in the central Arkansas
Correct.
Region specifically. The fact that you don't know how long it could last, I mean, that uncertainty to me is one of the biggest challenges, because how do you pivot? What can you pivot to? Tell me where you're finding some opportunities?
Sure. So our immediate pivot was, how do we mitigate expenses? How do we reduce any of those variable expenses that we can, knowing that our revenue is going to drastically decrease because of this? Not only our tax revenue from a tourism standpoint, but also our facility revenue on the rental side. So first and foremost, it was trying to figure out how to mitigate expenses. Then it's trying to figure out, what is this temporary normal, and how do we provide services for our industry for survival? A lot of that has been pivoted toward the advocacy side. It's working with Congress on some of these care packages in order to provide support and relief and some stimulus money to our industry specifically in order for them to survive this. And then the third component is really following some of the research and figuring out what the new normal coming out of this is going to be, and how we can target specific industries and how we can maximize what Little Rock and the state of Arkansas has to offer from a tourism standpoint in order to be fully prepared when the recovery actually happens.
Well, let's talk about all three of those pieces there a little bit more in depth. So let's go first to mitigating expenses right there. Can facilities like Robinson Center that you had to finance for the big renovation, the convention center itself, things like Simmons Arena, Simmons Bank Arena, can those entities, how are they coping with the note payments that they have to make with the loss of the revenue? Is it getting deferred, or how are you coping with that?
Sure. So our Robinson Center renovation was funded by a 30-year bond payment. There is no deferral on that bond payment, so we have to find a way to make those payments. It's about a $4 million expenditure per year. Thankfully, we have reserves in the bank, and we are still making some revenue. It is drastically decreased. But we have to make sure that that bond payment can be made, because if we default on that bond payment, it could greatly affect the city of Little Rock's bonding capacity for future initiatives. And so we certainly have protected that first and foremost. It is not in risk. We have the funds to do that. And a lot of that is attributed to our restaurant tax. So our primary funding sources come from a lodging tax, which has been greatly diminished during this COVID transition, our restaurant or prepared food tax, which our restaurants have really pivoted quickly, and they are surviving. They're down a little, but not anywhere near the rate that our hotels are seeing. And then, of course, the facility rentals are our third component of revenue, and that has gone to almost nothing.
That's Gretchen Hall, the CEO of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau. She is also the chair-elect of Destinations International. That's the world's largest resource for official destination organizations, convention and visitors bureaus, and tourism boards. Plugging into that network should be an advantage for Little Rock and for Arkansas. Still, Hall said she is unsure when a permanent turnaround would begin. In other news, two of Benton County's public companies reported earnings this week. Walmart posted its biggest ever growth in online sales on Tuesday, as shoppers placed orders from everything from electronics and toys to groceries from the safety of their homes during the COVID-19 pandemic. The retailer's second quarter revenue hit $137.7 billion, and e-commerce sales nearly doubled from the same quarter of 2019. And on Monday, America's Car-Mart reported fiscal first quarter net income of $19.6 million. That was up 26% from the first quarter in 2019. The auto retailer posted revenue of $187.9 million in the period. Car-Mart has 150 dealerships, five more than at the end of the same quarter in 2019. For more news, visit us online at nwabusinessjournal.com and at talkbusiness.net, where you will find our reporting each and every day. And that's the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.